case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
This weekend, it is International Bacon Day, and the call to arms came out last week for local businesses to get involved and produce a bacon or pork-inspired dish for people to try. And you threw out the other day that you think bacon can be added to anything, and it'll make it taste better. And during this little ramble on, you specifically said, I reckon bacon in a choc chip cupcake or muffin would be amazing.
Yep.
So over the weekend, I put that to the test. I got the triple choc muffin packet mix, added bacon to it. You tried it on air yesterday and you couldn't really taste the bacon.
It was triple choc, was it?
Yeah, it was triple choc.
Oh, yeah, wow.
It was a lot of choc.
A lot of chocolate, yeah.
And, yeah, so what were your thoughts on that cupcake or muffin?
It was very thick. It was, like, really hard to chew.
Yeah, muffins are quite a dense cake.
It was almost, really chocolatey. I could feel the bacon, but I couldn't taste the bacon just because the chocolate was so overpowering.
Okay, well, I went back to the drawing board yesterday and I got just a vanilla cupcake packet mix.
Okay, just plain single choc?
Just plain vanilla, and I've added chocolate chips to it.
Okay.
And as much bacon I could humanly put into the cupcake pan.
So it cooked properly with the bacon.
Well, I got
there.
Pre-cooked bacon.
Oh, awesome.
Which existed. So hopefully that's okay. By accepting this muffin / cupcake, you relinquish any idea that I might give you food poisoning just in case.
I am expecting
that. So you can see, looking at it, the chocolate chips and the bacon on it. I'm going to pass this over to you. Right. We can make this dramatic if we feel the need to and see how this one goes. I think it's going to be disgusting because it's literally just a normal choc chip cupcake with bacon added to it.
I can smell the bacon this time.
Okay, that's good.
Last time I couldn't smell the bacon. It was just all, a lot of choc chips.
But I think there's a lot of bacon as well.
Okay, here we go.
We'll see.
First bite.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
It's so much bacon.
I can't even chew it because you said there wasn't enough, so I put a lot in.
Okay, I've got chocolate, muffin and bacon.
Can definitely taste the bacon.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, there's bacon falling out all over the place. I can taste the bacon.
What's it taste like? Give us your MasterChef review.
Look, honestly, it's not bad.
But it's not good?
It hasn't added as much as I thought it would to the cupcake.
So, is this you saying that I was right, that adding bacon to a choc chip muffin isn't going to make it taste better?
This particular muffin, possibly.
What's wrong with the muffin itself? Because I made normal ones as well and they tasted fine.
Yeah, look, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about anything anymore.
Because your whole entire life has been a lie because adding bacon to things doesn't necessarily make it better.
Look, in my experience, adding bacon to anything I've wanted has made it better.
But this is a different story?
Yeah, no, this doesn't work.
I was right! I win. Okay, I've got other ones. We can maybe get Lockie in from the Workday Hits and like maybe Brett or something from the newsroom. We can get some more people to try it and see if they agree or disagree with you. But from what you're saying, I was right.
Doesn't work.
You were wrong.
Doesn't work.
You don't have to add bacon to things and make it better.
That's true. You were right. I was wrong.
Yes! I've invited Lachlan from the Workday Hits into the studio.
Lachlan.
Good morning.
All right. I think we were talking yesterday about how I don't like Lachlan and how you guys don't like Madison and Joshua. So thank you, Madison.
You're welcome.
No, Lockie from the Workday Hits.
The reason I brought you in is I got Josh to do something a little bit earlier and I feel like we need more opinions on this. Where do you sit on bacon?
Bacon. Yeah, interesting one. I'm a win. I'm a yes.
Bacon?
I like bacon. Yeah.
Are you of the opinion that adding bacon to anything will enhance it?
Oh, I'm not that sold on bacon. Like, I do like bacon. Like, if there's a bacon on a burger, I'm like, no, it's a good burger.
Yeah. Purely because of the bacon.
Just the bacon.
Take the bacon off. What is it? Nothing.
It's just a bad burger.
It's just a burger.
It's a bad burger.
Well, Josh threw out the claim, I don't know if you saw this the other day, that he thinks you can add bacon to anything, even like a choc chip muffin, and it will make it taste better.
Did you say that?
He did.
Josh, so often wrong. Okay.
And the mic's off.
So I've made choc chip bacon cupcakes. This is the second batch as well.
Second batch.
Oh, it's making so much sense now. I walked in and saw a half-eaten muffin here, and I'm like, why? That is disgusting. Who has just left this? Okay, that is a bacon
so
muffin.
So I wanted to get someone else's opinion on the bacon muffin, and I won't tell you what Josh has said this morning, so I'm going to give you one. Okay. You don't have to eat all of it, but here is your bacon choc chip muffin, and I'd like you to give your honest opinion on whether you think the bacon enhances the flavour of a choc chip muffin. He's bitten in.
Okay.
He's gone for a little bite.
The facial expressions aren't positive.
Actually.
He's going in for a second thought.
Mm.
Did you get bacon in your bite?
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Do you really?
First instinct, this does not work. This is, you know...
I agree.
A muffin and a bacon.
Yeah.
But when you put it together, it's a muffin bacon, and it all just makes sense.
Bacon?
See, I was confused as well, but then I was like teetering on the edge of yay and nay.
Mm. No, look, would I go out of my way to eat this?
Mm.
Never again. but in isolation... Having tried it, it doesn't not work.
Yes.
I think it's fine. If you love your bacon and you love your muffin... Have a bacon muffin.
All right, so we've got a...
And we've got the ad for it right there.
We've got a yes and we've got a bit more of a no.
I'm a bit more
I feel like I've got one more muffin. I made three of these.
Wait, you said no, did you?
No, I didn't say no. I said I wasn't sure. The first one was like just chocolate.
I don't think it's that bad.
Like, no, I don't think it's that bad either.
When you're like, oh, I eat this bacon muffin, I was like, I never should have come in this morning. but I actually don't mind it. I don't think it's okay.
No. Do we need a third opinion to finish off this third muffin. I feel like we need a third opinion.
And it's ironic given that I'm someone that's like, I don't really mind bacon. You love bacon.
Mm.
I don't mind. I actually think the muffin's fine and you don't like it. So
right.
I don't not like it.
All right, I'm going to go out and find someone else from this office.
All right.
We're in a bit of a MasterChef experiment at the moment for International Bacon Day that is this week. Lockie has tried it, Josh has tried it, and we have now invited a third member into the studio. Good morning, our production guy, Spaldo.
Good morning, how are you?
We're doing good. So first question, where do you sit on bacon? Do you love it, you hate it, where are you at?
To quote Samuel L. Jackson out of Pulp Fiction, I don't dig on swine.
So you're not a big fan of bacon?
Not a huge fan, no.
Well, this is you're gonna love this.
Oh, no.
Josh put out the other day that if you add bacon to anything...
Because I love bacon.
It will make it better.
Okay.
And he threw out that if you added bacon to a choc chip muffin, it would enhance the flavour. So I...
You're our third from three. There's one... There's one yes. You will be the third and final.
Okay. I'm all for sweet and savoury.
Here
I can
is
do
your
that.
Bacon choc chip cupcake. Just take one little bite and tell us where you sit on it.
I'll take a chunk. Here we go. Standing by, here we go.
Okay.
It's going in the gob.
This is very intense. Josh said it will make it taste better. So picture like a choc chip cup.
His face. He's like, Yes.
Well, yesterday the issue was there was enough bacon in it, so I made sure I put enough in.
Look, I won't say it's a world beater, but it does work.
It does work?
It does work, yeah, for sure.
It does work.
So do you think it makes the muffin better?
There's so many choc chips in
there. Oh, yeah, I went to town.
There's a lot of everything in there.
The ratio was put it all in.
Oh, look, I don't know. The jury's out on whether it's actually better, but it does, like I said, it does work. It's not bad.
I'm going to take work as a win because I would imagine that it would not.
I'm going another bit.
Would you pay for this? If it was in a shop, if it was at like Little Cupcake that's down the road, if they had a bacon
trying to get you to go her way. Don't do it.
Would you buy it?
If it's a dollar, would you buy it just to try it?
If it was a dollar, yeah, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think
that's two out of three.
The definitive at the moment is it does work.
Except for the rind. The rind's not that good in it.
Yeah, I just chopped it up. I'm sorry. I didn't really pay much attention to what I was doing yesterday when I was baking it.
That's not bad, though. That's not bad at all.
Thank you for your
Spaldo,
input.
Thank you so much.
Is brekkie covered?
We'll put this...
yeah. Do you want to take...
We'll put this out on our website and we'll see if anyone else wants to join in the conversation, whether they think it's okay or not. But thank you for your input, Spaldo.
My pleasure. Thanks for inviting me along.
Power Ballarat, Josh and Maddie.